Last night, after many months of network negotiations, retaliations, and promotions, David Letterman's new CBS Late Show premiered. TV critic David Bianculli has a review.
I would like to thank the good folks here at CBS for taking the low-key approach to promoting this show. The Gulf War didn't get this kind of coverage. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not a promo. This is the actual show.
That's one thing you've got to say about Letterman. Before you get a chance to poke fun at him, he'll beat you to it. That goes for the CBS promotional campaign, his hair, his so-called intellectual property, and pretty much his whole show. But beneath his who-cares attitude is a guy who cares a great deal. He and his writers and producers pack more energy and entertainment into 1 hour than any of his competitors to date. We'll have to wait and see if Chevy Chase or Conan O'Brien can challenge him on that front. But Jay Leno on The Tonight Show has all but thrown in the towel with Letterman as a head-to-head competitor. Here's what Leno said to his own viewers last night as he slid behind his desk after the first commercial.
Oh, thanks for switching back. Good to see you again. Okay. Thank you. You know, you really miss some good stuff in the monologue. I don't get into it now, but well, you'll see.
But if you stayed with The Tonight Show, you missed a lot more good stuff from Letterman. Both of my favorite bits last night were done with the posthumous collaboration of Ed Sullivan, from whose famous theater Letterman is now broadcasting. The first one strung together old pieces of Sullivan's introductions, including one in which Sullivan probably was welcoming the singing group The Letterman to bring on the new Late Show host in a very inventive and funny way.
Ladies and gentlemen,
one of the greatest novelties
is a fabulous boy prodigy.
The most amazing of all the chimp acts that have ever come to show business.
He said, as you recall, everybody remembers this one. Here's an act that'll scare the life out of you. From China.
He's been in India. He's been all over the world.
Just back from Las Vegas, the Italian Casanova.
And a Texas friend of mine. My handsome Italian paisano, today's greatest living American.
Here's the man I invited to Christmas dinner, David Letterman.
The other bit had Letterman talking about the almost palpable presence of the ghost of Sullivan in the studio, at which time director Hal Gurney superimposed some video of Sullivan recognizing a celebrity member of the studio audience. Through the miracle of television and some clever planning by the writing staff, that very celebrity, many years older but no less a star, stood up as a surprise guest in Letterman's audience and demonstrated the very irreverence that makes Letterman so much fun to watch.
Other time, but I want you to meet Paul Newman. Stand up there and take a bow, would you please?
Oh, how are you? Good to see you. Thank you, Paul Newman. Welcome to the program, Paul. Thank you very much for dropping by.
Where the hell are the singing cats?
No, no. This is not Cats. This is my TV show.
I'm in the wrong theater.
Oh.
The rest of the show was pretty much the same as when Letterman was on NBC. There was a top 10 list, a solid lineup of guests, Bill Murray and Billy Joel in this case, and a good deal of nonsense. But saying that Letterman's new show is a lot like his old one isn't an insult or a complaint. It's a relief.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.